From the very beginning, you had desire to give your life for the people that whom you have created.
主啊，虽然亚当没有拣选生命树，好让使得人类都进入了罪恶的状态。
And even though Adam did not choose from the tree of life and causing man to step into death.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督降临到的地上，就成为生命树。今天我们都可以拣选这个生命树。
We want to thank you for your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to step into this world and become the tree of life. And today we have this option to choose him.
主，我们不但受洗归入基督，也披戴基督，并且我们今天可以说，我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
And thank you. All thanks be to you that today we can be baptized into Christ and to put on Christ. And so that we can say today, the one who lives no longer is ourselves, but our Lord Christ.
主，我们感谢你把圣灵赏给我们，好让我们里面有圣灵来指教我们。求主，你今天再次借着圣灵向我们说话。
And Lord, we pray, give you thanks for giving the Holy Spirit to us so that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us to teach us. And so today we pray that you will work through the Holy Spirit again to speak to us.
求主祝福以下这段时间。
And may bless the following time.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
那这个月开始我就讲了一个加拉太书的信息七。
So, in the beginning of this month, I started sharing on the message in the book of Galatians.
那个时候的题目是披戴基督。
And that, this message started with putting on Christ.
那今天也是这个信息七的接下来叫基督在我里面活着。
And today this is the message number seven, entitled Christ Lives in Me.
那我想今天可能是第二，那下一次呢再有个第三，所以我想就是借着这个几次的信息要把加拉太书呢向弟兄姐妹可以来分享这个信息。
So today will be message number two, and then next time it will be message number three. So I'd like to use this book these opportunities to share with brother and sister about the message contained within the book of Galatians.
我们都知道加拉太书的主题就是讲不要守律法，要用信心。
And so I think most of you are aware the main theme of the book of Galatians is to tell us not to hold fast to these laws, but rather to have faith.To hold fast to our faith.
那么这律法的对，就是我们不是守律法，旧约的律法，我们乃是恩典信心持守主给我们的这个恩典。
So it's telling us not to hold on to the old laws, but rather we live under grace, that we should hold on to the faith.
所以加拉太这个教会呢，就是有质疑保罗的信息是不准确的，因为他只讲信心恩典并不守律法。其次呢，他也怀疑保罗的使徒的权柄。
And so the people in the church in Galatia, they doubted Paul's teaching because they thought that they need to not only they need to obey the laws as well in addition to believing in Jesus. And then also some people doubted Paul's apostleship.
所以保罗就更正但是保罗的这个书信呢不只是更正这个，他更多的正面的告诉我们属灵的一些经历，怎么样子能够让基督在我们里面成型。
And so Paul set out to correct these things, but then also he spoke things, real things from a positive perspective.And to also tell us how to be more of the spirit.
因为这个基督在我们里面活着，我们这个属灵的经历才是主题。
For when Christ lives inside us, then the Holy Spirit, the life of the Holy Spirit is, should be our main theme.
好，我就念一下这个中文天乐弟兄你就念英文，好，我先念中文。三章二十七节，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
So,Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And then verse two, chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
好，再一节是四章十九节。我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And then chapter 4, verse 19, My children, with whom I am again in labor, until Christ is formed in you.
好，我们看一下这里呢，英文就很容易看出来它的过去、现在、将来。
So when we look at these verses, in the English version is very easy to tell what was in the past, what's current, and what's in the future.
好，第一个就是说呢，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督。这里讲的是说，过去你们已经受洗归入基督了。
So we start with chapter 3, verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. So this is talking about the past. So they already went through this. They were baptized.
Yeah, 就是我 baptized, 就是过去已经，就是你们曾经受浸归入基督的，接受基督的，现在呢，已经穿戴基督。它原文应该叫穿戴，像穿衣服一样，穿基督的，穿戴基督在你的身上的。
And so, once you were baptized, you should be like you clothed yourself with Christ. It's,
那我们上回讲到说这个
like a clothes.
上回讲到说这个穿戴啊，好像披在外面的衣服，在圣经里面有代表意义，就是讲到你的价值观，讲到你这个人啊，你这个人的身份、那地位啊等等之类的，有这个圣经里面有这个属灵的意义是这样子，穿戴的意思是这样子。
And so last time as we shared, by putting on Christ like a piece of clothing, there's an actual spiritual meaning because it represents now this is your new view of the world. It's a status symbol.
好，那第二个呢，就是基督在我里面活着，是讲现在啊。你说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And so the second part, chapter 2, verse 20, is talking about the present, what's happening now.I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
好，这边原文的意思是 no longer I, 但是 I 就是说 now, 所以现在呢，我不再是我活着，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So it's talking about the present tense. So no longer I who live, which is currently live, but Christ is currently living inside me.
好，那再来呢，我们看这个，就是我小子啊，为你们再受生产之苦，只等到这个，只等到什么？等到将来基督成形在啊我们的里面。
And then in chapter 4, verse 19 said, My children, with whom I am again in labor until, so this is the part that's talking about in the future, until when? Until Christ is formed in you.
好，那我们上次讲到披戴基督呢，我讲了几个，就是有几个这个啊旧约的图画。第一个就是亚当呢，当他犯了罪了，选择了分别善恶树之后呢，他就自己知道羞耻了，然后就用这个啊所谓的无花果树的叶子遮盖了自己的身体。
And so last time we shared about when putting on clothing, I shared about the example of Adam.When he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he realized he was naked. So he used fig trees to cover himself as clothing.
但是呢，那个是不管用的。所以神就为他们做了一个皮衣，就动物经过了牺牲了、流血了，然后做一个皮衣遮盖他们的羞耻。
And so, but that was useless. And so God took the skin of an animal, which means something has been sacrificed to.Make the skin into clothing so that they may cover their nakedness.
那这是预表基督呢，来到地上，他是神的羔羊，为我们死了，那成为我们的义袍。他把他的义加在我们的身上，叫做我们的义袍。
And so this foretells that Christ, the Lamb of God, would die for us, and so he become our robe of righteousness to cover us.
好，那我想我们的这个。好，那今天呢，我要讲的主题是基督在我里面活着，这是我们今天的主题。
So today, the topic of our message is Christ lives in me.
那我主要要讲的两个重点，一个就是说，我们要测试一下基督在我里面真的活着吗？
And so I want to emphasize on two points. The first one is Christ is in me. Is he truly alive? Does he truly live inside me?
或者我应该这样说, 是基督真的在我里面吗? 第一个重点是基督真的在我里面吗?
Or rather, let me rephrase this. The first question is Christ truly inside of me?
第二个重点就是说, 基督真的在我里面活着吗?
And then second key point is that is he truly alive inside of me?
我想我们一些基督徒弟兄姐妹, 我们也许受洗多年, 慢慢的我们的感觉好像平淡了,我们就怀疑, 到底我有没有得救? 到底基督真的在我里面吗? 有什么证据呢? 我怎么知道呢?
And so I think a lot of brothers and sisters being baptized a long, long time ago, things may have settled, your feeling may have settled down. And so sometimes you may feel like you're in a question, is Christ really inside of me? Is there any evidence of that?
好，那在那个之前，我想先再做一些解释，就是我们进入到那两个题目之前呢，我想在这里再做一些解释，就是在起初伊甸园的时候，神造了各样的树，果树，各样的果树呢，在伊甸园里面，各都是分别，各从其类分别。So
before I go into answering those questions, I'd like to give a little bit further background. So first of all, in the Garden of Eden, when God created all sort of trees and fruit trees, just like today, we have a different type of fruit.
但是呢，有两棵特别的，一棵叫生命树，一个叫分别善恶树。
And there are these two very special trees. One is called the tree of life, the other is called the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那神就对亚当说呢，园子当中各样树上的果子，你们都可以随意的吃。 只是分别善恶树的果子不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定要死。
And God said such a man says that all the fruits in this garden you may eat from, except from the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For the day that you eat from that tree, you will surely die.
所以当初亚当如果选择了生命树的果子，那我们今天就不会死了，也没有罪进到人里面来，就是罪跟死就不会在我们里面。
And so if Adam chose to eat from the tree of life, then we wouldn't have died because sin and death wouldn't have entered into us.
因为生命树代表的是神的生命。
For the tree of life represents the life of God.
那分别善恶树呢,是代表人自己的生命,人自己在活着的生命。
Now on the other hand, the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents man's own life.
所以有就是常常会有这个慕道友就问说，那神如果知道分别善恶树吃了会死，那不要放在那里不就得了吗？不要创造这个，就是不要造这个树不就得了吗？
And so sometimes we have secret friends, gospel friends, who may be asking, well, if God knows that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is poisonous, then why doesn't he just simply not put it into the garden? Wouldn't that solve everything?
不是说这两棵树有毒，而是因为人被赋予了自由意志，神要人用自由意志来选择神还是选择自己。That's
the case, but because the tree itself is not poisonous, but rather God gave man free will, and I want to see what choice man makes with his free will.
那我们看今天的人类的历史就知道，人以自己为中心呢，就带来战争、罪恶。 永不止息的，而且罪恶呢越来越大。今天呢，这个地上人更是在毁灭自己。And
so throughout history, human history, we get to see that, given man chose himself, chose the from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that man chose. It means that he chose himself, and living that way, he lived a way of sin, and eventually that's leading to more destruction in this world.
换句话说，如果神不介入的话，当人选择了 要自己生活，那这个结局呢？我们可以知道，人类是走向灭亡的。And
in other words, if God does not intercede, the man goes about his own life. It will only lead to destruction.
那难道神就失败了吗？神的目的就不能达到吗？
So did God fail? Is his goal will not be accomplished?
因为我们刚刚讲到，神造人是要把生命给人，这个目的神是不会改变的。
So as we talked about before, God created man in order to give him life. This is his will, and it will not change.
换句话说，被造的人怎么选择都不会让神的旨意失败，而且神在他在神的神的这个旨意里面，在神的定规里面，人怎么样子都不会让神好像突然间神不知道所措，好像神不知道怎么办的，这是绝对不会的。
So, regardless how man makes his decisions, God would not be like all of a sudden be stunned and don't know what to do because of man's decision.
因为呢，人的选择呢，都在神的意料当中。
For whatever choices that man makes, God already know about them.
但是神的旨意高过我们，神的能力高过我们，所以神用各种的方式，他的计划里面呢，最后人还是回到他的旨意里面，得着他的生命。这是神的的智慧就在这里。
But God's will is above us. His abilities are above beyond us. And so, regardless of what choices man made, eventually God's will, his original will be complete, and that man will return once again back to him.
那我们刚刚说到，人的开始是因为人选择自己，所以人的罪进来，死亡进来。所以呢，神的方法一定要什么？先解决人的罪的问题。
And so, as we talked about before in the beginning, man chose himself, and so therefore he allowed sin and death to enter into him. And so, God must first deal with this.
那我们都知道，律法的目的我们已经讲过了。律法的目的就是不能救人，律法目的是让人知道我是有罪的。因为人呢，往往不知道自己有罪，而且认为自己是个义人。那神怎么样让人知道有罪呢？就透过旧约的律法，让我们看见在律法之前，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都犯了罪了。
So we know, as we talked about before, that the law can't save us. The purpose of the law is to allow man to see that we are sinful, we have sinned. And so before the laws, we realize that man have shortchanged the glory of God.
那当基督来的时候呢，他就是成为我们的生命。所以耶稣基督来到地上，就说我是生命的粮，他就真正的那一棵生命树重现在人类当中。
And so when Christ entered into the world, he became life. He is the tree of life. And he himself said that I am the fruit of life.
好，所以有人常常会说呢，亚当犯了罪了，那为什么我也犯了罪呢？神是公平的。今天呢，我们只要选择耶稣这个生命树，我们一样可以得着这个生命。亚当所带来的罪的咒诅、死亡呢，就除去了。
And so some people may ask, well, Adam's the one who sinned. What does that have to do with why is sin also still in me and I'm suffering from that? But God is righteous. And so that's why if you choose, because Christ has entered into the world, if you choose Christ, you will be also saved, for he is the tree of life.
好，那我们今天呢，这个上面荧幕上的这个三个阶段呢，就是告诉我们，神要把他生命给我们人的方式就是这样子，披戴基督，基督在我里面活着，最后基督成形在我心里面，就是神在人的身上，得救的人身上要做工，是达到这个目的的。
So these three line items on the slide indicate the three phases through which we were saved. So we must first clothed with Christ, and then Christ lives in me, and then Christ is formed in me.
换句话说，我们如果不接受耶稣为救主，那我们没有披戴基督，你就不可能会得到基督在你里面活着。这是，所以说你一定要先得到第一个，是接受耶稣基督为你的救主，那么受尽归入主的名下，然后圣灵在我们里面呢，我们才可能有活出神的生命来。
And these things proceed in sequences. So, or you must first accept Christ so that you can be clothed in Christ, and only then can Christ live in you.
好，我就举一个例子给我们大家稍微了解一下，就是这个是一个大家都很容易知道的，就是如果你有一个钥匙，你这个钥匙就是你的 master key， 你要去在这个复制一个跟这个原来一模一样的，那你通常会找一个锁匠呢，就去请他帮你做。
So I want to give an example, a familiar example to everyone, that is to duplicating key. So if you have an original key and you want to make a copy of it, you would take it to a locksmith, to make a copy for you.
所以呢，左边呢就是你的原来的原版的，要复制的。
If you look at this picture, on the left-hand side is the original key.
那我这边标一个叫基督的灵。
And so I place a label there because the spirit of Christ.
那右边的就是左边的这个图呢，对，右边的那颗那只钥匙呢，就是新的，它要锁匠呢要按照左边的钥匙的形状呢刻出来，这右边这个叫你跟我。
And then the key that's pointed by the red arrow on the right is I label it as you and I. So this is the key that will be used. This is the blank key that will be used to make the duplicate of.
啊，就是我们属基督的人，那么就圣灵呢，就是这个锁匠，圣灵就是这个 locksmith， 他呢照着左边的基督的样式呢来刻我们啊，这是这个图画告诉我们是这个样子。
And then the Holy Spirit is the locksmith, and its job is to shape us into the original shape of the master key, which is on the left, which is the which is Christ.
好，如果你看看这个右边的这个图，就很明显的，它有那种刻的东西呢。左边的是在看哪个地方有凹进去，那右边的呢，就根据那个凹进去的地方，就把那个金属呢给除去，所以你的锁呢就有凹凸。
And if you take a look at the picture on the right.Of the actual forming process is even more evident. So the key in this picture, the key on the left is original. So, and then you get this probe. So it detects wherever it dips down. And then the drill on the right will actually create that same dip on the blank key.
就是照钥匙的时候，照钥匙的时候呢，你要去复制，一定有个原版，那有一个新的，新的呢要刻成跟原版一样啊。这是我们今天要比喻的所谓的这一段经文。罗马书八章九节的这个经文。
And so, whenever you want to make a duplicate key, this is what you have to do. You have to have an original, you have to have a blank from which to carve the duplicate onto.
好，这段经文我们就读一下，八章九节。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵的。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的了。
And so this is what's described in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. It says, however, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, but if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
好，我们知道旧约里面呢，有神的灵在一个人的身上的时候呢，他可以有能力，啊，可以做神要他达到的目的。
So we know that in the Old Testament time, it described that when the Spirit of God is in someone, then that person will have the ability to do God's work.
好，但那时候的圣灵降临在人的身上呢，只是暂时的达到神当时在那个环境所要彰显神的能力的一个目的，然后就离开了，圣灵就离开了。
But at that time, the Holy Spirit only entered into the person on a temporary basis in order to complete what God wanted to be done. And once that task is done, that Spirit would be out of the person.
但今天呢，圣灵在我们身上呢，是要把我们做成基督的样式，叫基督的灵。也就是说，今天的圣灵它有一个模板在做工，而且这个做工呢，是我们的一辈子的，它不会离开的。一旦我们信主了，得到圣灵在里面，不会离开的。而且他一生的目的。工作就是要把我们刻成那个基督的样式，叫基督的脸。
But today, the Holy Spirit, when it enters into us, it stays with us for the rest of our lives. For its purpose is to mold us, to shape us into the image of Christ.
啊，所以我们就知道这个圣灵呢，就是这个锁匠，这个打造钥匙的这个匠人呢，他在这边做工，一直做工的心啊，一直辛勤的做工。
And so we know that the Holy Spirit is that locksmith and who's constantly molding us into the image of Christ.
好，那我们先了解这样的话，我们再往下看。好，那现在我开始要讲的就是从上面的那一段呢。好，我们就看到了基督在我里面活着什么意思呢？就第一个是靠圣灵来成全，因信得生，而不是我自己在努力的。
And so,let's take a deeper dive into what Christ lives in me means. So first of all, it means it's perfected by the Spirit and live by faith. So it's not something that we ourselves can do.
我们只是持守耶稣基督所完成的得胜的，我们只是持守跟着他走，而不是我们自己好像我要努力能够达到那个目的，是圣灵要带我们才能够达到那个目的。
We're simply holding fast onto what He has already accomplished, so it's not something that we ourselves can do.
好，所以呢，当这个你跟我就是被交给这个锁匠的时候呢，他这个是我们就信靠这个锁匠可以做成这个，所以这个圣灵就这个匠人 Locksmith 他在做这个工作。
And so when you and I as a blank key was handed over to the locksmith, the Holy Spirit of the which is also the locksmith, and we entrust ourselves to him for him to do its job.
那与基督同钉十字架，就是刚刚那个在刻的右边的那个图呢，有在刻的那个刀子，那叫做那个就是十字架，也就是匠这个匠人呢，他必须有个工具，那个工具是什么呢？就是那个刻的那个刀子，在那个新的钥匙的身上呢，他要来刻，这个就是十字架的意思。
And then the second step is we crucify with Christ. So going back to our example of the locksmith.Crucified with Christ, it means that it's a process which the locksmith is taking shaping metals off of the blank piece in order for it to make it a duplicate of the original. So that's the
匠人呢，在啊、oh, ，sorry， 这个匠人在做这个过程里面呢，刚开始是一点点的磨，一点点磨，磨到越多的时候呢，那个除去的就越多了，就那个新的那个钥匙呢，就更像原版的那个钥匙了。
And so the locksmith would start off by shaving the metal off little by little, but the more he worked, the more metal gets removed, and the more metal gets removed, the closer you are to the original key.
那这个过程叫什么呢？这个过程叫做接受基督的权柄越多，那基督在我里面就越多了。
And that's described in the third point here, which is the more I accept Christ's authority, the more Christ in me. So the more metal.
Sorry， 当然这个锁匠呢，可能他只花了几分钟就做完了。但是呢，基督的灵啊，借着圣灵，借着在我们里面，要把我们磨成基督的样式呢，这是一辈子的工作。
And so, of course, for the locksmith, it may take him only a few minutes to make a duplicate of the key. But for the spirit of Christ working inside of us, it's a lifetime's work for us, for it to shape us to the image of Christ.
So, 我希望用这个图画呢，就是。不知道是完全合适，但是如果你们可以接受，就是用这个图画呢，让我们可以明白基督在我们里面活着，他有哪几个部分，有圣灵部分，有十字架的工作，有主的权柄，基督的权柄在我们身上，就是要被乐意被除去越多，那我们就更像基督。希望这个图画可以帮助我们来了解属灵的事情。
So it might not be the exact appropriate example using the locksmith, but I wanted to illustrate the key component. I wanted to use that example as to illustrate the key components of being shaped by Christ.
好，那再来，我刚刚讲的就是我们啊，现在开始进入主题。第一个就是要测试基督是否在我们的里面，这怎么测试呢？
And so with that background, let's now start to answer the questions I proposed earlier, which is to test whether Christ is in you. So how do we go about testing that?
好，这个是我先讲一下这个背景。哥林多后书的十三章呢，这里是有，这有个背景在这里哈，我先告诉你们一下。
So let me share a little bit about background story of 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
好，我们应该念一下第二节到第二三跟五节这两个、啊、我先念中文，然后我们的弟兄念英文。好，我从前说过，如今不在你们那里，又说，正如我第二次见你们的时候所说的一样，就是对那犯了罪的和其余的人说，我若再来必不宽容。你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据，我必不宽容，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有基督耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, 3, and 5. So, verse 2. I previously said, when presented the second time, and though now absent, I say in advance to those who have sinned.In the past, and do all the rest as well. That if I come again, I will not spare anyone. Since you are seeking for proof of the Christ who speaks in me, and who is not weak towards you, but mighty in you, test yourselves to see if you are in faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ in you unless indeed you fail the test.
好，这里呢，就是我们刚刚说的，因为哥林多教会就质疑使徒保罗的权柄，那保罗的有没有在这里就责备他们，可是保罗并没有强迫用他的权柄来要他们接受。
As I shared before, the church in Corinth, the brothers and sisters there, they questioned Paul's authority. And so in response, Paul responded back, but he didn't openly, directly rebuked them.
当然他是可以这样严厉的一面，用他的权柄，主托付的权柄来使用。但是保罗像一个父母亲爱孩子的样式呢，慢慢的把道理说给他们听。要把真理呢引导出来，好让孩子明白，类似这样的味道。
And could he have used the authority that God gave him against the people there? Of course he could, but he did not. Rather, he was like a patient parent, slowly giving up, showing them from a positive way of the different truths.
因为保罗里面是有基督所赐给他权柄，保罗里面有基督托付他的，但是呢，保罗不这样做，他要把哥林多教会的啊这些人呢，啊这些弟兄姐妹呢，带到基督的面前，让他们自己里面在基督的面前来试验看看。
So Paul has all the power and authority from Christ inside him. He could do pretty much anything, but he wants to bring the people, the brothers and sisters there.Before Christ, so that they themselves may see the truth.
因为保罗相信基督是在他们里面的，那既然基督在他们里面是有权柄的，那就把他们引到基督的面前，那基督就可以来把他的大能、基督的权柄在这些弟兄姐妹身上彰显出来。
For Paul believed that these brothers and sisters also have Christ in them, and Christ has authority. So therefore, Paul believed that all he had to do was just bring these brothers and sisters before Christ, and then Jesus will show them the truth.
因为他说呢，他说基督第三节这边说，基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。
And because he said in verse 3 that Christ who speaks in me and who is not weak towards you, but mighty in you.
好，就像我们这个人，如果你要去看医生，你这个人没有医治的，没有自己恢复的能力，其实医生给你药，你是治不好的。
And so, an example could be so similar to as like when you're going to see a doctor, right? But if your own body doesn't have the ability to heal, even the doctor, if they the doctor give you medicine.You still can't recover.
因为我们这个人被造的时候呢，神就把这个人里面自己会有恢复的能力呢，他就在我们这个身上。那医生给我们的药呢，只是帮助我们里面的免疫系统，帮助我们里面的这个机制呢，可以自己来恢复啊。那所以这个是里面有个能力在里面的。那一样道理，如果基督徒我们信主了，我们里面是有个大能，基督的能力。那我们面对基督的大权柄的时候呢，我们只能顺服了。这是保罗的意思是这样子。
And so when God created us, He built us with the system to inside of our bodies to repair us. So when we go see a doctor, when the doctor gives us these prescriptions, these medicines, it's mainly to help our immune system to activate and to help build ourselves. In the same way that in that kind of similar way, we have this Christ inside of us, and so when we're brought before before Christ, then His authority will rule over us, and we will obey Him.
好，那我们信主的基督徒呢？当你信主之后，你有没有感觉你的价值观改变呢？
And so, as Christians, after you become a believer, have you realized that your value system changed?
所谓的价值观就是我们的优先的秩序，我们每天都很忙，很多事情要做，你怎么样选择哪个是优先，哪个是比较次序啊，可以摆在后面的，这个就是你的价值观来改变你的优先次序。
And so in terms for our value system, we're busy every day. We've got tons of stuff to do. So how do we prioritize what tasks to do? That has to do with our value system.
就是我们这个人的价值观呢，就决定我们每天的生活。譬如说，你是有些人重视家庭生活的，那他工作呢可以就好了。可是有些人呢，他是很重视在工作上的成就，那么就忽略了家庭的生活。
And so, in other words, our value system determines how we live our lives. So, for example, if some people who value family life, then they don't view that their work as important. But however, there are some people who value work, then their family life might get neglected.
那我们成为基督徒，我们的天职，就我们的职分呢，就是要服侍神的。也就服侍神，会不会在我们的工作上、生活上拦阻了我们？那当这个拦阻出现的时候呢，我们怎么样子把优先次序排好，好让服侍神的这个最高的这个次序呢，是不会被改变的？这就是看我们有没有这样子的顺服的心。
And so, as Christians, we are to serve God, and so that should be our priority. And so, when we encounter challenges that are competing for our time and attention from work or life or things around us, that's a time when you can see whether we prioritize serving God above all the other things.
好，那再来呢，就是讲到我们读圣经的时候，这个 scripture，我们以前好像圣经当了一个天书一样读不懂。那我们现在信主以后呢，我们在读这个书的时候呢，会不会就有不一样？你有没有常常有这种感觉，好像现在圣经对你是开启的？
And the second thing is whether the scripture is close or open to you. So before we become a believer, the Bible is like a mysterious book. It's close, so you don't understand what it's talking about. But after we become believers, we should the book should be opened up to us. So do you
当你如
feel
果
that it's open to you?
我们以前在念书的时候，或者早期很早以前，没有像现在这个时代，都是要写信的在念书的时候，高中、大学，那当你收到家里的家书的时候呢，你是不是有一种很兴奋，是有一种那个很亲切的感觉？也就我们现在读圣经呢，就感觉到是神，我们的天父给我们的一个家书一样。
And so, or like many years before, when we're still using written letters, whenever you receive a letter from home, you have this very, very comforting feeling when you receive the letter. You get excited because it's a letter from home. So, because the scripture is like a letter from God to us, so do you have that similar feeling when you read the scripture?
还有我们在听讲道，或者是我们在听一些这个查经啦、弟兄姐妹的分享的时候呢，我们就里面就会有共鸣，因为我们里面呢就可以听得懂，因为这圣灵就会开启我们对于弟兄姐妹的分享的经文，我们就可以阿门，而不是说要去找，像我们以前还没有信主之前，我们就要去找这里面的这个破绽在哪里，这里面呢你就是要抵挡它这是不同的，完全不同的心态就会在你里面有变化。
Or like when you're listening to a message or doing Bible study or here listening to brothers and sisters share giving testimonies, do you resonate with them because you have the spirit inside? Or are you like just like before you become a believer, you're just there to nitpick and trying to find holes in what people are saying?
好，所以我想我们今天就是有这些个很明显的，我们很多弟兄姐妹呢都是这样子。现在圣经对我们的开启，虽然我们不能够自己有些时候不能够自己读得明白，需要有传道人来给我们开启。那我们得到这个被启示以后呢，我们里面就满了喜乐，因为好像吃的一个粮食一样，属灵的粮食就得到饱足。
And so, even though sometimes we might need others, like a preacher, to help, kind of guide us to initially start, but once we have, we understand things. When it's opened up, the word is opened up to us. It feels like we're all well fed. We're well fed inside, and we have this joy, in reading the scripture.
好，另外一个就是明白属肉体的跟属灵的。我记得我刚开始的时候，不太明白什么叫属灵的东西，属肉体的东西。
And third point is to know the difference between what the flesh and what's of the spirit. So I remember that when I first began, I couldn't quite tell the difference between these two.
而且我信主之前呢，其实我是无神论的，根本不相信有这种所谓的灵界啦，或者是我们眼睛看得到的以外的世界。 这个我以前是拒绝接受的。
And so before I became a Christian, I was an atheist. And so I absolutely refused to accept anything that's spiritual or anything that's outside of what my eyes could perceive.
但是当我们信主以后呢，有圣灵在里面呢，你就开始会慢慢经历到圣灵给你的一个责备，你就会开始经历一些属灵的事情，就慢慢你就会有一点感觉了。
And but after becoming a believer, after becoming a Christian, then you start to be rebuked by the Spirit. You will start experiencing spiritual things.
好，我记得以前如果跟妻子吵架或者什么，或者是有一点意见不合，就是都从来不会想自己的，都是这只是 finger point， 就是指责是对方的问题。
And so I recall that before.Whenever I have an argument with my wife, I never look into my own issue, but my fingers always point to my wife. It's always like her issue.
就是有些时候你虽然知道自己有一点错，但是总是忽略掉，总是要把它掩盖过去，就是不看它，这是我们的心态。我记得我自己以前是这样的心态。
And even when I felt a tinge of like a guilt and knowing that I might have done something wrong, but I chose to ignore that and just focus all my attention on the other person's fault.
但信主以后呢，你就开始里面有一点比较敏感，你就觉得说好像你自己有错了，你不承认的话，你就有一点会难过，就是圣灵会在里面好像责备你，然后慢慢你就看见到我们的肉体里面，圣经说了没有良善，你就开始慢慢感觉出来了。
And but after I become a believer, a Christian, I become more sensitive. And so it's like as if the Holy Spirit's pointing my faults out to me and made me realize that truly I live in this sinful body. And that there's nothing good.
最后一点就是我们的盼望是在基督呢，在基督里面的应许呢，还是我们盼望在这个世界上？
And the fourth point is,whether our hope is in Christ or is in this world.
老实说，我在还没有信主之前呢，对于这个世界总是认为这个世界会越来越好，而且这个世界呢的是文明，这个世界的这个环境呢会越来越好，我们会生活的越好。
And so to tell you the truth, before I become a Christian, I believe that the world would get better and better, that we would become more civilized, the environment would become better.
我们有科学，我们有文化，我们有这个各样的机制，这个世界应该变得越来越好才对啊！这是我们以前的这个世界观。
And I believe that we have advanced science, we have these kind of different talents in the world, and so of course the world will become better and better.
好，那今天我们就知道我们的盼望不在这个世界，因为这个世界你会看到是越败坏，但是呢，我们盼望在基督，因为基督成了我们荣耀的盼望，这是圣经说的。
But today we know that our hope is not in this world, but rather in Christ. For this world, it will just get worse and worse. But our true hope is in Christ.
好，所以亚伯拉罕就说呢，亚伯拉罕是仰望那神所建造有根基的城。那么他不是在这个在地上，他是认为是寄居的，不过是一个寄居的。
And so like Abraham, who fixes his eyes upon the city city of God that has a firm foundation, and he viewed this world, but rather like a place, a temporary residence.
好，那我们现在第二个大题就是说，我们属灵的生活的操练。我们刚刚上一个是说，测试看我们里面有没有基督，就让我们自己有确认我们是有基督在里面。那再来我们就要测试我们的属灵的生活的操练上我们是不是有这种感觉。
So previously we talked about how we test ourselves to see whether Christ is inside of us. Now we come to the spiritual life practices. We use that to see whether we practice the spiritual life.
我想我们很多信主的基督徒弟兄姐妹刚开始信主以后都会学着第一个什么祷告，就开始会祷告神了，不管你的要求你的需求也好，教会的需求也好，或者为别人祷告也好，你就开始会好像呼吸一样的，你就开始会跟神祷告祈求。
So I think as all Christians, when we become a believer, we first thing we learn is to pray, regardless whatever the reason that we need to pray, but we learn to pray.
那这个是我们上一次已经讲过一部分，就学习信靠神的部分呢，就我们举了几个例子啊。大卫呢说，神是我的避难所，我在急难中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求。
And so last time we talked about part of it, this practice is to first of all, trust in God. Or like David says, God is my refuge. And in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry to my God for help.
我想我们很多弟兄姐妹都有家庭，都会经历到一些难处，孩子的啦、工作的啦，或者夫妻之间的，多多少少总是会有一些难处。那我们呢？知道我们可以到神面前来求告，因为主把他的名赐给我们的啊，祷告权柄赐给我们的，神垂听我们祷告，而且我们相信神也会应许我们，他要成就在我们身上的祷告。
And so I think of, most of us have families, we got children, we got spouses, and so it's unavoidable to sometimes encounter difficulties. And so we need to pray, we need to learn to come to before God to pray to Him, for He promised if He listens to us and He will help us.
那也许我们的祷告好像说神没有成就，但神往往他的成就我们的祷告的时候呢，时间不在我们的要求，也许我们常常急得很急啊，这个问题赶快解决。但神有时候要我们忍耐啊，或者是我们所要祷告成就的方式呢，神是不同的方式的，但他总是为我们好。所以我想，我们的祷告神一定垂听，但神用什么方式来答应我们，这是神的主权。
Sometimes it may feel like God's not listening, but He is listening. Just sometimes He has His own timing, or He has His particular way of how to answer our prayer. And so that's why when we pray, it's not that God doesn't listen, but He has His own method and time.
Yeah, 我们上次分享到大卫他在诗篇的18篇57、27里面讲说，耶和华救我脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，也就是大卫经历了神的拯救以后呢，他写下了好多的诗篇。
And that's why in many psalms that that David wrote, he talked about how the Lord rescued him from the hands of his enemies and from the hands of Saul.
好，那第二个呢？如果我们有先有祷告的生活，我想这个很多弟兄姐妹都有。再来，我们就会开始。圣经说的，无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
And so in our spiritual life practice, as we become more mature, just like the Bible says that no one is to seek his own advantage, but rather that of his neighbor.
好，这个我在西岸特会就听到彭广存弟兄呢，他的分享，他有个分享，在他们 LA 的第一次西岸特会的江弟兄。这个那点天气非常的热。
And so, an example I heard is that during this year's WCCC, Brother Tepong shared the first time when this conference was held in LA in 1990, it was very hot. They were experiencing very hot weather.
然后江弟兄就那时候差不多80岁了，被分配到一个房间呢，他们不知道。刚开始没有去看，结果发现呢，进去里面非常的热。
And so, Brother Stephen Kong at time was already in his 80s, and because the people who were making their organized kind of arrangements didn't really realize this, but they gave him a room that was super hot, that's very hot, and people didn't realize it until they entered into the room.
所以他们就说要跟他换房间，但江立雄坚持不肯换。
The organizers, people around him wanted to help him move out to a different room. But Brother Stephen Kong absolutely refused to move, to switch.
但他们呢，就是彭弟兄呢，就坚决的要帮他换，所以就把他强迫，就把他的行李就拿出房间来。
Brother Tepong insisted on changing the room for him, taking him to a different room. So he took Brother Kong's luggage out of the room.
但是呢，被江弟兄严厉的制止，他只好顺服，把他的行李拿回房间，就让江弟兄住在那个房间。
But Brother Kong very very insistently told him to stop. He stopped him. He told him he doesn't want to change. And so Brother Tepong obeyed and left his luggage in the regional room.
他说呢,他说如果他到一个舒服的房间,那总是会有其他弟兄姐妹会住到这个房间来,那他觉得不应该这样子。既然大会这样,原初是这样安排的,他就接受原初的安排,他不为自己来打算。
And the reason behind why Brother Colin is so insistent on staying in his original room is because he felt that if I move out of this room, another body of Christ would then be assigned to this hot room, and then they would then go for suffer. So he felt that since he himself was assigned to this room by the organizers, he will obey and stay in this, he will accept this and stay in this room.
好,另外一个我在这个 Daily Bread里面 就是这个月就看到一篇短文 Devotion 他就说呢,有一个姐妹 她在火车上在旅行
And so and another example is that I read this month's Daily Bread sharing and it's about a sister, she was traveling on a train
然后呢,她就拿着她的书呢 她就在上面写一些个这个 note 写一个她自己 想要在上面有一些个 comment, 就是有注解, 她就在上面开始在写了。
And so she was reading from her book and start making some notes in the margin areas, you know, her own thoughts and things like that. So she's jotting down notes.
那隔壁呢, 就有个小孩子, 那妈妈带着, 看到她也, 看她在画, 她就拿起一本书来呢, 也照样在书上在画。
And then sitting next to them, not far away, was a mother and her child. And the child, seeing what the sister was doing, the child themselves also took up a book and started scribbling on her library book.
他看到这个姐妹呢,在写什么东西呢? 这个孩子也模仿,也跟着在这个书上写东西。
And however, this little child saw our sister was drawing, writing notes on her own a book. This little child was mimicking and trying to do the same thing. On her library book.
那这个妈妈就很生气说不可以,因为这个书呢是我们从图书馆借的,别人的,你不可以在上面写。可是孩子不懂,孩子就一直吵着要写。And
then so the mother of the child stopped her and saying that we can't do this. These are not our books. We cannot do on but the child insisted on keep she wanted to keep on doing this.
所以这个姐妹呢赶快收起来,不要让这个孩子 来看他这个样子，后来孩子就可以乖乖的，就说这个姐妹呢，就不求自己的益处，看到别人有这样子的这个孩子有这样问题，她自己把她的权利呢就放了，她就是很敏锐的心来看别人的需要。
And so our sister immediately put her book away and put everything away so that the child can try to mimic her. And so our sister was very sensitive to what's going on. So she chose to lay down her own authority, which is the right to read and write stuff on her own book, in order so that the child would not try to mimic her and draw on a library book and get scolded by her mother.
那我想我们如果再更往上,生命再更成熟一点的话,属灵生命的操练,我们就会愿意为神的旨意来受苦。And
so I feel like if we continue on our practice and our spiritual life is even more mature, then we will get to a stage where we're willing to suffer for the will of God.
当我们想到别人的需要的时候呢,我们可能只是不做一些事情,没有得到这个利益,但是呢,当我们为神的旨意的时候,我们会有损失的,这就是 更多的要求，我们要损失，放下什么东西，放下我们原来的来这个追求，所以就是我们就愿意舍去我们的，然后为了神的旨意，这个就是更上一步的属灵的生命的操练了。And
so when we're sensitive to others' needs, we may stop ourselves from doing certain things that we may want to. But when we're trying to obey the will of God, then there's usually a suffering that's involved.
那主耶稣在克西马尼园祷告三次,求父呢,挪去苦杯,但不照自己的意思,照神,照父神的意思。And
so our Lord Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, three times he asked the Father to pass the cup from him, yet not as I, but as your will, or as you will.
我想我们,那主耶稣呢,就是对犹太人讲出真理来,指出真理跟他们的罪的时候呢, 他反而受到逼迫了。
And so our Lord Jesus when he shared the truth with the people, the Israelites, the result he got was instead was being persecuted.
当他行神迹医治，人都说很好，但他指出他们的错了，用指出他们在真理上不合，然后指出他们的罪的时候呢，他们就反过来要杀他了。
And so when Lord Jesus performed miracles and healed people, people all saying good things about him. But when he turned around and pointed out their sins and their untruths, people then actually want to kill him.
那我们在地上，如果我们是个基督徒，我们工作或是什么之类，我们不跟别人同流合污的话，有些时候呢会受到排挤，这个也是会发生的。
And so as Christians, for example, if in our workplace, sometimes if we don't go with the flow, other people may try to squeeze us out, put us aside, and that sometimes might even interfere with our work.
那我们信主的时候呢，如果过于火热了，家人有时候不谅解，他说信就好，不要太过于迷了。
And so, same thing when it comes to believing in the Lord. Sometimes if we're too fervent in our beliefs and our families might not completely understand, and they may say something to us like, oh, it's good that you believe, but just don't go overboard.
那有些地方呢，有些族群呢，甚至于信耶稣以后呢，会受到逼迫，那么这被家族呢，这个扫地出门等等之类的都会发生可能的。
And then in some places or some societies, belief in the Lord actually would get you in trouble, and that people would actually disown you from the family.
好，那我想有人就会说呢，这些我们可能都做不到。那我就问一个问题：我们有享用到神的爱恩典，我们活出因为信主的喜乐的生命吗？
And so some people may say, oh, these are too much. I can't even go to that, but I got that far. Then I just ask you, well, can you at least be filled with God's love and grace and joy?
我觉得我刚信主的时候呢，那时候就对于就是信主之后的那种喜乐跟被主的爱感动的，常常就是很深的，就是有几年呢，好像不太懂得十字架，也不太懂得什么叫舍己，但是呢，却是充满了好像神的爱在心里面。
So I remember when I first became believers, even though on other matters I might still be just starting and trying to learn, but I feel like I was filled with this great love, this great joy.
所以彼得说呢，在患难中也要欢喜。那我们如果能够在患难中欢喜，那在平顺的生活岂不应该更容易欢喜呢？
As Paul said that we should be joyful even in tribulation. So if we could truly be joyful in tribulation, then is it much easier to be joyful when things are going well?
有慕道友来教会，就是说呢，他们很喜欢来教会，因为教会有爱心，他们这些人不像世界上的人会彼此算计争利益。
And so some seekers tell us that they really enjoy coming to church because they can feel the love in church. Unlike people they meet outside of church in normal society, there's lots of scheming going on and people trying to all seek their own interest.
So 我刚刚列出了这个四个点呢，我想我们享受神的爱恩典跟喜乐，还有我们信靠神来向神祷告祈求，这我想基本上我们一般的弟兄姐妹都是这样的生活的。
So I think out of the four points I've listed, I think the first one where we pray to God, and then this fourth point being filled with God's love and grace and joy, I think as Christians we pretty much do this all the time.
那我们如果更愿意的来认识神的旨意，认识基督，我们更愿意的让他得着，我们就可以失去了一些我们以为很宝贵的，那我们就往前，生命属灵的生命就更迈进。
And we could even more advance, advance further to, for example, like to maybe suffer for His will, even though we may have lost, but in our life we gain more. In our spiritual life, we have gained more. That way.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹能够对于基督在我里面是有个真实的，而且自己确信不疑的。
So I feel it's my hope that brother, sister, that Christ inside me is a reality, and it's something that it's not to question.
好，那我们愿意让这个基督的权柄在我们里面越多，我们这个人就能够更像主的生命。
And may the authority of Christ grow inside of us so that we our lives can be more like Him.
然后同时我们在属灵生活的操练上呢，我们可以啊更多的得着更多的操练，能够啊往上往前啊，就是我想这是今天我主要的这个题目，就是基督在我们里面活着这个重点。
And in our spiritual life practices, we may practice more so that we can gain more. And so that's what I'd like to share to you on today's message in regards to Christ lives in me.
那同时我有一点这个所谓提醒警告，就像我们上一次讲披戴基督穿戴基督里面说的啊，在马太福音22章里面说的，有一个国王啊为他的儿子举办的婚宴。
And so, but at the same time, I'd like to also give everyone some tips or a warning. So just like our previous message, in chapter 22, we talk about this king was hosting this great feast for his son's wedding.
然后呢，刚开始邀请的这些人呢，都不来。那后来呢，就派仆人到外面去，这个到街上去，不论善恶的，所有人都请他们进来坐席。
But all the guests that he invited made up all sorts of excuse not to come to the feast. And so the king ordered his servants to go out in the street to grab anybody they could find, good or evil, just have them come in to enjoy the feast.
那我们知道原来被邀请的人就是犹太人、以色列人，他们拒绝了，所以就福音就临到外邦。可是临到外邦人当中呢，有些人呢，他进来，可是呢，没有穿礼服，就被逐出去了。
And so we know that in this parable, the people who refused to come represent the Israelites. And then the people who were brought in by the servants, they represent the Gentiles. And then even then, for the people who came to the feast, there are those who are not properly clothed. And so they were not allowed in.
好，所以就是说呢，就必须要是真正的啊，真正的接受主耶稣基督的基督徒，而不是外表的。那里面告诉我们外表跟里面啊，那今天呢，我想我要讲的就是说，当我们在信主的路程里面呢，也会有一些败子会在我们这个走的这个路上会拦阻我们。
And so that was talking about being a true Christian, and it's not something that just outward. And so similar way in this chapter 13 verse 25, it warned us that they're on our in our walk with the Lord, that we will encounter these tars.
好，我就念一下这一段啊。及至人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将败子撒在麦子里，就走了。
And but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away.
好，那我们知道败子跟麦子，如果你在农村长大，知道败子跟麦子是非常像的，外表上是很像。如果不是内行的人，你是找不出来。
So.If you've grown up in farming villages, if you grew up from there, you know that these two are very similar. And so for people who are not, familiar with these two type of things, it's very easy to confuse them.
我是在农村长大的。我们以前乡下这个种稻田的时候呢，不像现在很多的这个农药啦，或者是把除草的这些药，以前都没有的，所以都要人工去把败子给除去的。
And so I grew up in the countryside, and so when I was growing up, because we don't have all the modern conveniences today for growing crops, and so I have to go and manually remove separate them from the actual grains.
不像现在的这个农田，他们就除一些放一些除草剂。基本上呢，那些杂草都除去了。那以前的呢，都是用人工去把它摘，连小孩子我们都不太容易认得出来败子的。
And so again, because back then we don't have all the modern conveniences to remove these things, and so as a children, it's part of my job to actually go and to separate these things out.
好，那我想我们今天这个败子在我们 基督徒的路上呢，就有几个，我稍微列出来啊，就是一个是我们的外表的敬虔，就是律法主义，就是我们只追求外表的敬虔，但我们里面呢，生活实质上却是啊没有长进。
And so this the terrorists represent these things, these warnings. So what these warnings are, for example, legalism, outwardly godliness. So we only care about what's outside, but not really what's inside.
另外一个就是属灵的假冒，我们可能追求恩赐啦，我们可能在外表上这个很有恩赐，就像稗子一样的，但是没有结果子。稗子跟麦子差别就是稗子不结果子的，它是空的，没有果子的。所以呢，我们如果光追求恩赐，是要来让我们这个人好像更属灵，但是呢，确实没有结果子，这个就是所谓的走捷径走捷径，好像稗子长得非常快的。
And so the second part is spiritual counterfeit, is to pursuing gifts, that is taking these shortcuts of like the tares that we're talking about. They grow really fast, but one of the special characteristic about tares is that it doesn't bear any fruit. It looks just like the wheat, but it does it the inside the husk is empty.
好，那我想这另外一个启示录也告诉我们，这个老底嘉的教会，启示录第三章的最后一个教会就是不冷不热，这我想是我们末世的教会的光景不冷不热。
And the third warning is to not to be like the church of Laodicea during the end times, and that is just lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold, just lukewarm.
好，我想这今天的信息就到这里那我们有点祷告。
So I'd like to end our sharing here today, and we'll pray to end the meeting.
主，我们感谢你，
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们感谢你把这些话放在我们的心里面，
Well, thank you for giving these words into our hearts,
让我们知道我们里面是有基督在我们里面，
so that we can know that we have Christ inside of us.
并且基督在我们里面是有权柄、有能力的。
And also, Christ inside of us has authority and has power.
主，愿我们这个人愿意顺服在基督的权柄之下，好让我们可以成为贵重的器皿，可以让主你磨成你所要的样式。
And may we bow down before your authority so that we can be a vessel used by you and mold by you into the shape that you want.
主，我们求你祝福你的教会，祝福你的儿女，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
May you bless your church and bless your children with places in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.